Pretty good. My little one, Lottie's got, I think you saw her coming, she's got the Guernsey on already, so she's just waiting for the number to go on the back. So, no, it's good. It's very exciting. Didn't think I'd be in this situation where I was going to move to a new club, but now that I am, it's very, very exciting.
Can you talk us through the trade period, I guess, and your emotions? We all sort of didn't know where you're going to land up until the last minute.
Yeah, there's not many things that get kept quiet in this industry anymore, but we were able to really, just let everything unfold, and clearly Geelong had a lot on their plate with moving guys in and out, so we knew that we in my situation, just going to have to wait for it to unfold, and fortunately, had to get up at 3:30 in the morning in New York and follow the last couple of hours of the last day of the trade, but always pretty confident that we'd be able to find our way to the Cats.
So when did the Cats make first contact, and I guess when did you sort of know that almost things worked out, you'd be here?
Yeah, well, I had a pretty strong ally who was gunning for me to come down here basically all year. we were able to have a relatively informal chat with the guys before I went away. I think it might have been even grand final week or thereabouts, and it was relatively informal. It was more to catch up, just because we were going away, so it was trying to cover all bases before then, and then it sort of went really quiet, and as I said, we just let things unfold, and the last couple of days of trade period, my manager got talking to the Cats, and a spot opened up, and we were able to make it happen.
What sort of role are they playing, Josh?
We haven't really, I'm presuming the similar role that I've always played, and I don't think I'll be moving out to the wing or half back or anything extravagant like that, so it'll just be pretty similar to what I've always done. I'm not coming in with any expectations or demands I'm just happy to come in and feel reinvigorated within a football club, and if I play round one through to round 23 and play some finals, that's great. If I play some VFL football or a lot of VFL football, that's okay as well. So I know that there'll be an opportunity at some stage. And as I said, whether it's at the start, in the middle, at the end, it doesn't matter. We'll just make sure that I'm ready for it.
How tough was the last couple of years personally? We know Adelaide struggled, but personally, given you've been a grand final, $60 a year,
Yeah, it was pretty tough. It was probably tough on my family and our friends as well, because they sort of take a lot of the heat for that. We wear a bit of a shield and pretend like it's not really impacting us that much. It's probably friends and family who wear it more, who just sort of take the brunt. But this year certainly was difficult, and that's probably why I feel so excited and so enthusiastic about coming to a new club. And I haven't given much thought to where I want to play or how I want to play and who I want to, where I want to line up. It's just excitement about, putting on different colours and a new challenge and seeing what it brings.
With the contract still going, can you explain sort of how it was that it unwound at Adelaide to find yourself out of the club?
I think clearly Adelaide were just deciding to go in a different direction, and I think without knowing the specifics, there's a lot of guys who are 29 plus who get paid well, and the club just needed to move some of those guys along and move some money along and free up some salary cap space, free up some list spots and just get younger. So I guess I was one of a few who fell into that category, and for me, I was willing to be one of those guys and move along. I know that I've got good football left in me and played good football at different stages in 2019, so I was willing to move along, and they were willing to move some guys, so it sort of was a beneficial move.
Was it always about the football?
Yeah, pretty much, yeah. It was, certainly it's well known that I was one of the guys who were very vocal and talking about some of the issues that we had, and that perhaps that strained some relationships, and sometimes it's best to go your separate ways, but for the most part, I've left Adelaide in a great situation.
Yeah, I was going to say, do you think that cost you at Adelaide?
Maybe. I don't know, to be honest, and I'm not too concerned about it. I'm just excited to be here. I had 8 years at the Crows. 7 were fantastic. 1 was tough. If you had offered that to me at the start, I would have taken it. So let's hope that year 9's as good as the other 7.
You had one ally, you said, here, but did you also then have to sit with the group here and sort of explain what had happened to Adelaide, like, reassure them as to how
you were? I expected to really have to sort of explain myself, and but I think people, you know, hear a lot, you know, the people within the industry know what goes on, and I think for the most part, I'm able to hold my head up high and say everything I tried to do was for the right reasons and to help us get back on track. So yeah, I thought I would have had to sort of explain myself and tell them why I was in the situation I was in, but surprisingly, I didn't have to.
How strained did the relationships get this year for you, particularly with the coach?
Oh no, I think everyone really. When the group's not performing or you're not playing how you expect to, everyone feels that strain, and you know, it's claimed plenty of casualties over there in Adelaide, and I'm one of them, I guess. So it was difficult, but football clubs are very resilient as well. So it would be no surprise to see Adelaide bounce back next year with a new coach, a new playing list. So not a great concern of mine. I'm more worried about what happens here.
How early did we have the conversation about moving on out of
that? No, I was focused heavily on, because we sort of thought we'd play finals football for most of the year, so I was focused heavily on getting back in the side, and then I got back in the side and played some good footy and then got injured, so I was focused on getting back in again. So it wasn't until really late in the year where we thought, you know, it was probably the club and my management who started to have the discussions before we did. I'm certainly not naive enough to think these things never happen. So I was thinking about it a little bit and had to broach the subject with my wife at one point, which she wasn't too thrilled about. But it just is, you know, I'm a huge fan of US sports, and I see the player transactions over there. So I certainly understand it for what it is, and, you know, have no ill feeling towards Adelaide for moving me along.
Did you ever fear, Josh, that your career might just come to a grinding halt?
Yeah, I was hopeful that it wouldn't, because I would feel like I've left some good football out on the table. I think once I feel like I'm not up to it anymore, I'll be able to really easily walk away and say, well, you know, all I wanted to do was play one game when I was at Essendon as a rookie, and I've been able to play nearly 150. So when the time comes, I'll walk away and I'll probably never look back and never have any regrets. But certainly with what I feel is some good footy left, it would have been pretty tough to, particularly to end it on a really tough year as well.
How would you Geelong from the outside time down like?
Well, I feel like I've been a bit of a pseudo inner sanctum because of danger and telling me how great the club is and the program and the facilities and everything about being a cat. And you know, we've only been inside the four walls for about half an hour, but you know, facilities are magnificent and everyone's been very approachable and keen to come up and say good day. And probably, you know, the amount of staff that sort of got in contact, you expect the players to send you a text and that sort of stuff, but the amount of staff who got in contact and offered their services and help, and clearly, you know, moving back from interstate's a big thing. So it's been amazing how many people have been willing to help out.
Is there a player that you're looking forward to playing with that you'd hated playing against?
Certainly had some good battles with Harry Taylor over the journey. I'm really keen to, you know, it sounds a bit cliche, but I'm really keen to test myself against him through the summer, because he's so, you know, he's beaten me more often than not, and clearly Geelong's defence as a whole has beaten us more often than not, particularly down here. So I'm looking forward to just to have the ability to go against someone like him at training and then be able to debrief it and have a chat and to get the feedback and say, well, this is why I used to beat you all the time, because you never used to do this or you did this. So those are the sorts of things I'm looking forward to. And I must say, I was really thrilled. I sort of followed it closely to see whether Gary Ablett was going to continue on. You know, one of the greatest handful of players that's ever played. So it'll be a thrill to be able to play some games with him.
You mentioned Paddy. Did you guys get drafted at the same time? How did your friends
go? I don't know, because we're pretty different people. You know, I like horse racing, he despises it. He likes fishing, I don't mind it. But we are very different, but for some reason we just connect. I think I'm able to just resonate with him somehow, and he does with me. And I spoke to him this morning. He lost his phone in the ocean yesterday, so he's not too thrilled with life. But we just connected in Adelaide. Us two and Tom Lynch were sort of the threesome that were inseparable. We're all a similar age, and you know, for whatever reason, we just connected. I'm not sure why we did, but we just did.
Will Hand be on the menu? Will you sit down with
that? I've been waiting for that to. I'm sure it's going to come up in front of the whole group. It's not much explaining for me to do. It's more for Harry to explain himself there. I know he wasn't too thrilled with the fact that it became public, but I'm not too sure how he thought something like that wouldn't come into the public domain. So, yeah, we'll have to thrash that out at some point.
Josh, just on the wider AFL issues, I don't know if you're across Paddy McCartan news over the last couple of days. Just want to get your thoughts on concussion in the sport and his potential premature retirement.
Yeah, I understand he's they're going to delist him. He's going to sort of take the year off, and I guess he's, you know, it's difficult because of how much young guys, and I've been in that situation, how much you want to play footy and follow your dream, but I think most of us should understand now that there's much bigger things at play than just playing footy. So, you know, not wanting to speak for him, but if it was me and it was, you know, going to be really dangerous to play footy, then unfortunately I just have to find something else that to give me that fulfilment. It's a really tough situation. Hopefully he gets the required amount of support that he needs, and from what it looks like on the outside, it's a pretty good, they've got a pretty good structure in place to give him that opportunity to get himself right and hopefully come back.